This podcast is brought to you by Money Control. Hello and welcome to Money Control. You're listening to In the News with me, Anmita Bansal. Today is Wednesday, March 11, 2020. Immediately a day after Holi, and I hope that you all have had a safe Holi. And now, I'll be bringing you all the latest updates from India and around the world. But before that, a small note on our Money Control app. The Money Control app has introduced a simple and efficient interface. Do download it and check it out now. And now, moving on to our top stories for the day. I have my colleague Atharva who will give us the latest updates as BJP names Jyotiraditya Sindhya as Rajya Sabha candidate. We'll also discuss how Yes Bank stock recovered while the Enforcement Directorate probed into the bank's non-performing assets. We'll be also giving you all the global updates on coronavirus as the number of cases in India rises to over 60. Well, first up, let's discuss in a surprising turn of events, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, who is a part of the royal family in Madhya Pradesh, has resigned from Congress and shifted his party to BJP. And the BJP has named him as a Rajya Sabha candidate. To give us more details on the drama that's unfolding in Madhya Pradesh, I have my colleague Atharva. Hi Atharva, thank you for joining in. Atharva, can you please tell all our listeners what's exactly happening in Madhya Pradesh?
Yes, Anita. So there was a huge political development, as we can all imagine, because Jyotiraditya Sindhya resigning from Congress party, that was the news yesterday. That in itself is a huge thing because he has been with the Congress party for the past 18 years, almost two decades. He has been a union minister. He has, you know, served as the union minister with the Congress government, the UPA government. And he was sort of known as one of the faces of the Congress party. I mean, every political party has a number of senior leaders, but there is a difference between being the face of the party and being, you know, being involved in party affairs or being a part of the party, right? So this Jyotiraditya Sindhya was an important member of the Congress party, Congress establishment. He was also known to be close to Rahul Gandhi, who's the Gandhi scion, and he was the former party president. So Sindhya was known to be very close to him. He was also known to be, to strategize sometimes strategize for Rahul Gandhi in parliament when parliament was in session and all of those things. So Sindhya going to the BJP, as I mentioned, resigning from Congress and then going to the BJP is a huge thing, and that was what happened yesterday. But it did not, so if reports are to be believed, this did not happen suddenly or out of the blue. This was simmering for a long time because we have to understand that, the Congress party in Madhya Pradesh is a very factional unit, in the sense that there are several different factions. There's Digvijay Singh, there's Kamal Nath, the chief minister, and then there is, of course, Jyotiraditya Sindhya. These are the factions that command the MLAs from different parts of the state. And when in 2018, the Congress had won the elections by a thin margin, the party had chosen Kamal Nath, which is to say in their own words, experience, over Jyotiraditya Sindhya. That had somewhat sidelined Jyotiraditya Sindhya, because Digvijay Singh, the other person, the other important senior leader in Madhya Pradesh, he is known to be close to Kamal Nath. He is known to be very loyal to Kamal Nath. His faction is loyal to Kamal Nath. So now there are reports saying that these two are trying to sideline Jyotiraditya Sindhya, and there was increasing feeling within the Sindhya camp, and with Sindhia, of course, that he was not being given the importance that he wanted or he deserved. So this had been simmering over the past couple of months and years, in fact. And Sindhia has differed with the party line on issues such as Article 370, CAA. He has also sparred with Kamal Nath. So differences between Kamal Nath and Sindhia were for all to, it was an open secret. This particular episode has just put it out in open for everybody to see. What has also happened is that this whole thing started with Sindhia's, the MLAs who are loyal to, who claim to be loyal to Sindhia, they were shifted to Bangalore, where the BJP is in power, and they were shifted to, there were 17 MLAs who were shifted to Bangalore. All of these MLAs, now 20 or 22 MLAs, around 22 MLAs have tendered their resignation. Now what happens is, this makes the Kamal Nath government in Madhya Pradesh a minority government. I mean, if their resignations are accepted by the speaker. As of now, the speaker has said that he will meet every MLA individually and ascertain their reason for, you know, their resignation as per the procedure. But if their resignations are accepted, then the Kamal Nath government is in minority and it will fall. Now the budget session is on 16th of March, and the BJP government might call for a floor test, in which if these MLAs don't turn up, then of course the government will fall, because the BJP has more number of MLAs at 107. And even if they come, because the Congress will of course issue a whip, even if they come and you know, they probably cross vote or abstain, there are of course a lot of issues and logical issues and at play here. It's not the government won't survive. The other camp, the Kamal Nath and the Digvijay Singh camp, have said that they are in contact with these MLAs, and here Sindhia joining BJP is plays another role, because these MLAs reportedly are saying that they had no idea Sindhia is going to join BJP, and they are not interested in joining the BJP, and they were only here for Sindhia, and they were here only to support Sindhia. They had no inkling that he would go to the BJP. So this is what they are saying, and they might come back, you never know. Kamal Nath is known to be a very calculative and shrewd politician. He's known to handle such situations. So he's a very tactical politician. But we never know. I mean, because the BJP sounds very confident, so does in fact the Congress, saying that, you know, not only would we prove our majority on the floor of the House, but we will also complete the entire 5 years of our government. So now that Jyotiraditya Sindhia has joined the BJP, it has become clear that he will be a part of the Bharatiya Janata Party. The next installment of this whole entire saga will now be the Madhya Pradesh government, because of course there are political analysts saying that if Kamal Nath manages to save this government somehow, then it would be a little difficult for Sindhia within the BJP, and in any case it is not a bed of roses for Sindhia at this point of time. If however Sindhia manages to convince the MLAs and, you know, get them back, then that would of course pave way for the fall of the Kamal Nath government, and probably for greater things for Sindhia. But as of now, of course, we know that Sindhia has been nominated by the BJP as their candidate for the Rajya Sabha elections, which are scheduled for March 26. So there are 3 seats from Madhya Pradesh. One, of course, the Congress is sure to get. One, the BJP is sure to get because of the numbers that they command in the Madhya Pradesh Assembly. But the third seat is what is going to be interesting. So let's see. I mean, of course, Sindhia would be the BJP's candidate from one of the 2 BJP candidates from Madhya Pradesh, but we'll have to see how things pan out.
Thank you so much, Atharva, for giving us all those insights. Well, moving on to our next story, Yes Bank has recovered its stock prices while the Enforcement Directorate probed into the bank's non-performing assets. Well, to give us more insights on this, I have with me Ruchira Kondipudi. Hi, Ruchira. Thank you for joining in.
Hi, Anvita. One of the biggest developments today is that the ED is investigating NPAs worth rupees 20,000 crore of Yes Bank. The ED, as everyone knows, is investigating Yes Bank's co-founder and former CEO, Rana Kapoor. Rana Kapoor was taken into custody on Saturday. The ED is probing whether these loans were disbursed after receiving instructions directly from Rana Kapoor, and whether Rana Kapoor received any kickbacks or benefits from approving these particular loans. Money Control's Tarun Sharma had reported the story this morning and said that the ED will soon begin questioning officials from various companies that have gone bad, and that a list of companies in relation to this case will be prepared in the next few days. The CBI will also be joining this investigation along with the ED. It is likely that Yes Bank's former CEO, Ravneet Gill, who recently had to step down after the RBI took over the bank's board. He will also be questioned in relation to this investigation in the next few days. Yes Bank has a total exposure of over rupees 2.5 lakh crore, and out of this, around rupees 42,000 crore has gone bad. Actual number of NPAs under the scanner could rise from the 20,000 crore mentioned in the most recent update. Officials are not only interrogating Rana Kapoor, but also his wife Bindu and daughter Roshni. Both have been questioned by the ED. So it is very interesting to note that in this case, a DHFL promoter Kapil Wadhwa and his brother Dheeraj Wadhwa have also been named. They have been accused of paying a 600 crore bribe to Rana Kapoor's family. The CBI has registered cases against 12 entities, which include Yes Bank, of course, and separately Rana Kapoor and his family members.
Right. Ruchira, are there any updates on how Yes Bank will be rescued? We heard that SBI will become its knight.
Different media reports today have suggested that SBI might come up with a rescue plan soon. SBI, of course, has been asked by the RBI to come up with a bailout package for Yes Bank. One media report suggested that ICICI Bank and Kotak Mahindra Bank have been approached in relation to this. So far, it is still unclear if SBI will invest in Yes Bank on its own or as a consortium. Most probably, it will invest in Yes Bank as a consortium, along with a few other banks. The possibility of public sector banks investing in Yes Bank has not yet been ruled out. So we will have to wait and watch to see how that goes.
Also, Ruchira, can you please tell our listeners what should customers of the bank keep in mind?
So the 30-day moratorium imposed by the RBI on Yes Bank is still in force. It was imposed by the RBI on March 5th and will continue till April 3rd. So the rupees 50,000 crore withdrawal limit is still in effect. But depositors can receive IMPS and NEFT transactions. They, of course, will not be able to do outward transactions, but can receive inward transactions on IMPS and NEFT. Yes Bank also announced that its ATMs are working properly, and Yes Bank customers can use their debit cards to withdraw money from both Yes Bank ATMs and ATMs of other banks as well. The Yes Bank crisis had, of course, hit payments services companies as well, such as PhonePe, which was the biggest hit and had suffered an outage after the moratorium was placed on Yes Bank. This is because Yes Bank is PhonePe's largest banking partner to offer UPI services. But following that, PhonePe has resumed services as normal, and they've said they partnered with ICICI Bank, which of course is not good news for Yes Bank. And even discount brokers such as Zerodha have had to take notice of the moratorium on Yes Bank. And today they said that they've switched from Yes Bank to HDFC Bank as kind of their partner bank.
Thank you so much, Ruchira, for giving us all those details.
Thank you.
And now moving on to our last story for the day. The number of coronavirus cases in India has risen to over 60. To give us more details on this, I have with me Shraddha Sharma. Hi, Shraddha. Thank you for joining in.
Hi, Anvita. Right. So, Anvita, latest that we are getting from India is a 76-year-old man who was suspected to be infected with coronavirus died in Karnataka. His throat swab has been sent for testing and results are awaited, but this could be the first casualty in India because of the virus. But we'll have to wait for the confirmation on that. 189-year-old confirmed Kerala patient is also in a critical condition. As of 3 p.m., the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare had confirmed that there are 60 cases. But certain reports are saying there are 62 cases after Mindtree and Dell employees were also among 4 coronavirus patients in Bangalore. And the new cases include the 47-year-old wife and 13-year-old daughter of Karnataka's first positive case. And also the fresh cases that came from Maharashtra, Delhi and Rajasthan over the past 2 days. So in terms of, let me just summarize what are the cases that we have. So there is one from Jammu and Kashmir, travel history from Iran, 2 cases from Ladakh. Both of them have travel history from Iran. 17 cases from Rajasthan, out of which 16 were Italian tourists. And one person has a travel history from Dubai. Delhi has 4 confirmed cases so far. And Maharashtra has 5 cases, out of which 3 came yesterday. UP has 8 confirmed cases. 6 are the family members of the Delhi patients and 2 new cases. Karnataka has 4 cases so far. Kerala has 17 cases, including the 3 people who recovered and were discharged. Telangana has 1 case of the person who has a travel history from Dubai, who later traveled to Bangalore and then Hyderabad. So these are the cases known so far, although the count needs to be confirmed in terms of it is 60 or 62. In terms of precautions that the government across states are taking, the Ladakh administration has closed all colleges and the universities in the UT. In terms of no-go zones that has been identified by India, now includes Italy, South Korea, China, Hong Kong, Japan, Thailand, Singapore, Iran, Malaysia, France, Spain and Germany. So all of these countries have shown increased number of cases. So the outbreak, especially in Italy, South Korea, after China, these numbers and Iran have actually multiplied at a fast pace. Many facilities and organizations, biometric attendance across centers have been disabled. It includes the Sports Authority. And Anvita, if you remember, in our office also, we have, you know, stopped using the biometrics system for entry. And now we use the access card. So that is a good precaution to take. International cruise ships in that front will only be allowed at ports that have a thermal screening facility for passengers and crew. So now this is the system that is being used at the airports. It was extended to cruise ships also, but now only those ports will cover international cruise ships that have this facility. Uber may also temporarily, you know, suspend accounts of riders and drivers which might have had exposure to people with coronavirus, because we have seen in the past case also, people in Pune also, the couple who was traveling from Mumbai, from the Mumbai International Airport to Pune, had infected the driver also. So this is what we have been hearing. In several countries, if you see Tinder, which is a dating app, they have been putting out, you know, precautionary messages and notifications on the app as well, that, you know, dating is on one side, but, you know, it has to be safe. So that is what some companies are doing. Pakistan has actually seen a rise in the coronavirus cases if we have go to the neighborhood. So now they have 19 cases. You would remember there were only like one or two cases that had come from Pakistan, but slowly now it has reached 19. Even with us, it was the initial 16 Italian tourists, and now we have over 60 infected cases. So there's this notification from the Maharashtra government also that they plan to set up isolation wards and coronavirus testing facilities at private hospitals to deal with the outbreak. As we know now, there are cases from Pune as well. If we talk about US has breached the 1,000 number, and there are now more than 1,000 people infected in the US. A lot has to do with the delay in the testing also, and what we are hearing from major international reports is that the testing is very expensive. Testing plus the quarantine period, the ambulance charges and the testing and the hospitalization bills that come, all of that is so expensive that some of the people had to, resort to crowdfunding after they were put on quarantine for 14 days, and they had ambulance charges and all of the testing that they went through. And it was mandatory. But the bills actually inflated a lot and they couldn't afford it later. So that is what one thing is happening in the US, although there are multiple reports coming about Donald Trump also, because the thing is, Donald Trump has shaken hands with a crowd of, you know, fans, and although there has been an official advice in place to avoid any, you know, greeting that has to do with handshakes and, you know, very close contact with people. And Mike Pence, the vice president, has also said that neither he nor Donald Trump will stop shaking hands. hands despite the authorities advising otherwise. So that is what is coming. But there was last month's Conservative Political Action Conference in which Donald Trump was there. One of the people were tested positive. And also there are a lot of people in the Republican Party also who had exposure to people who were later tested positive. So some reports were saying now it's time that Donald Trump should also get a test, because sometimes the symptoms aren't there. But, you know, it's always safe to follow the advisories. And what we are hearing is the UK health minister has also tested positive for the coronavirus. It's the British MP Nadine Dorries has been tested. Last we heard it was from Iran, the health minister and the deputy health minister who was positive. And basically the person was on TV and he was giving coronavirus advisory on TV while he was sweating and not feeling really well. And after that also he has done a few interviews. So Anvita, while we speak, there are two more confirmed cases from Mumbai. So these are the first two cases of Mumbai, adding to the previously recorded cases in Maharashtra that were from Pune. So this is the latest update. In terms of the total number, it'll probably become 64. But we'll have to wait for a confirmation on that from the health ministry in terms of the total number.
Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of In the News. In case if you have any queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until then, this is your host Anvita signing off. For more news, views and updates, please stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thank you so much for listening.